Chapter 13. Escape. The next day, I was taken to court. On the way, I tried to think of a plan to escape, and suddenly, I had an idea. When it was my turn to speak, I told the court that I was Lord Grip's servant. I said that Lord Grip was very ill, and he had sent me to bring a doctor. I said that I was running through the town to find a doctor when I bumped into a man. The man was angry and started to fight me. Although I apologized to him and told him that I had to hurry because Lord Grip's life was in danger, the man wouldn't listen. He called a policeman who had brought me to the prison. Luckily, the judge believed my story, and he told me to hurry back to Lord Grip with a doctor. I was a free man. I left the court and went immediately to a second-hand clothes shop to buy some clean clothes to wear. The clothes were old, but I no longer looked like a slave. I went to a well where I washed my face and combed back my hair with my fingers. I didn't think that anyone would recognize me now. Then I ran back to the slave's hut to find out what had happened to the king. I was very worried when I found the place empty. "Where is everyone?" I asked a man standing outside. "There were 16 slaves here."
"They fought against the slave dealer and killed him," the man replied. "Now they are all in prison."
"And what is going to happen to them?" I asked.
"They will die at noon tomorrow," he replied.
"Oh, no, I have to think of a way of rescuing the king," I said to myself. Then I remembered the telegraph wires I had seen.
"There must be a place in the town where I can send a telegram," I thought.
I looked for a telegraph wire and followed it to a little room over a shop. A young man was inside operating a telegraph machine.
"Quickly," I said, "send a telegram to Clarence in the castle at Camelot."
"What? Why do you want to send a telegram to the castle?"
the young man asked, surprised.
"I am the boss," I said. "Hurry. The king's life is in danger."
The young man wasn't sure whether to believe me. He looked at my simple clothes and the worried look on my face, and he decided to send the telegram. I told him to leave the room, and I sent Clarence a message. "The king is here, and he's in danger. Send 500 knights with Sir Lancelot. Tell them to look for me." I got an answer from Clarence immediately. "They will leave in half an hour," was the reply. I was still very worried. Knights in heavy armor can't travel very fast, and the king was going to be hanged the next day. The knights probably wouldn't be able to get to London in time to rescue him. When I went out into the street, a policeman saw me. Unfortunately, he recognized me immediately as one of the slaves from the slave hut.
"You're the missing slave," he exclaimed. "Now we can hang you all today at 4 o'clock this afternoon."
This afternoon? I'm a dead man for sure, I thought. The knights will never arrive in time to save us. I was taken back to the prison and thrown into a room with the king and the other slaves. The king was very pleased to see me. He jumped up and ran towards me.
"Where have you been?" he asked. "Have you got a plan to get us out of here?"
I didn't want to tell the king what was really happening. He would realize that there was no hope of being saved. "I'm trying to think of a plan," I said. At almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the king and I were taken with the other slaves outside the walls of London. A crowd of people was waiting there for the hangings to begin. The king shouted,
"I am Arthur, King of England."
Everyone laughed loudly and people asked him to say it again.
"He is the king," I said, "and I am his minister, the boss."
The crowd enjoyed that even more and started shouting insults at us. Suddenly, the prison guard stood up and announced the hanging. A cold fear passed through me. There was silence. I watched in horror as a blindfold was put on one of the slaves and a rope was put around his neck. In a few seconds, the slave was hanging dead at the end of the rope. I started to panic, pulling desperately at the rope that was around my wrists. In a minute, a second slave was hung, and then a third. Then they put a blindfold on the king. I was so frightened I could hardly breathe. Suddenly, the people in the crowd started talking excitedly. They were turning around and pointing at the road leading into the town. Something was happening.
I looked down the road, and there they were. 500 knights on bicycles, led by Sir Lancelot and Clarence. It was the best sight I had ever seen. Sir Lancelot and the knights jumped up onto the scaffold and threw the hangman onto the ground. I called to Clarence, who recognized my voice and immediately ran to untie me. "The king!" I shouted to him. "Untie the king first!" But Sir Lancelot had already recognized the king and had removed his blindfold. Sir Lancelot untied the king and knelt down in front of him. At first, nobody knew what was happening, and people were talking in quiet voices. But when they saw Sir Lancelot kneel down in front of the king, there was silence.
"Get on your knees and salute the king!" I shouted.
One by one, the people in the crowd dropped onto their knees.
"Long live the king!"
somebody shouted. Then everybody joined in.
"Long live the king! Long live the king!"
Clarence smiled at me.
"The knights have been practicing on the bicycles for a long time," he said. "They have been waiting for an opportunity to show how well they can ride."